Good evening. Brother Dwayne has asked that we read from Psalms 92, the first five verses. Excuse me. As you're finding that, this is a week of Thanksgiving, and as Larry had said, but it seems like as people who should be the most thankful, oftentimes we're not. And that's true in my life. This week, God taught me a good lesson about being thankful. I joined the retirement club this week, and I got a gift from work. I had 44 years there, and you get something when you leave. And it wasn't that much, and I got kind of insulted, I should have just been thankful, right? Well, we threw the gift out, and it was gift cards, and unknowingly, it seems like they went in the trash. And I had to go back and say, I'm sorry. I should have been thankful. So not only did I cry baby about what I got, then we ended up throwing away what I got. So I learned a big lesson. I had to go back and apologize that I was not thankful to my family who heard me gripe. So that little lesson, this God is so good. He's so good, but he is a father, and we are his children, and he will teach us. And sometimes it's embarrassing, sometimes it hurts, but I'm glad he's our father. I really am. Psalms 92, 1 to 5. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to shew forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with the solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the work of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. For all who are able, if we can come before him and kneel before him.
Sure, thankful for Brother Henry's prayer. As each of you who have been praying for me, thank you. The title this evening is simply Be Thankful, and I thought it would be appropriate to have a message on being thankful, but it's more than appropriate. I think it's needed. I know it's needed with me, and I think it's very important. For some people, mashed potatoes have the power to improve memory within minutes of eating them. A University of Toronto researcher, Randall Kaplan, did a study some years back where 20 healthy elderly people were fed mashed potatoes or barley, and the researchers found that memory was significantly improved within 15 minutes. I had some mashed potatoes today. I'm not sure if you did. But it tends to not, according to this report, last that long. But they caution that it may only be the elderly and those with poor memory who have the most to gain from eating such foods. Mashed potatoes are high in glucose. Glucose is believed to help brain function because it aids production of a chemical called a neurotransmitter, which enables one neuron to communicate with another. And they say more research is needed, so I wouldn't count on it working too well, but there's a thought. And I don't know how your memory is, but many times mine could use some help. It seems we need to continually be on the alert so we don't forget something. You can write a note and you still forget to read the note. The first question and seemingly know that we need to ask, and it's been brought out, and Brother Larry and Brother Henry didn't know what I was speaking about or what we were going to speak about this evening. But the first question is we need to ask is, how much are we remembering the innumerable amount of blessings that we are received from our Heavenly Father? And then the follow-up question, second question, is how much thankfulness are we expressing to Him for these blessings? William Ward said, God gave you a gift of 86,400 seconds today. Have you used one to say thank you? James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. How many of those good and perfect gifts have we received just today? Does the alarm in the morning cause us to rise and shine with thankfulness? Or is it more like rise and whine with grumpiness? It seems it's so much easier for us to grumble and complain instead of being thankful. Why is that? Why is it so much easier? I know ultimately we still deal with the sin nature, but I'm wondering if we have to deal with a sense of entitlement as well, that I deserve better, that I deserve more than so-and-so, or it's not fair because I should get this. Look what they got. And then there's the problem of not being content. We're just not satisfied, and it leads to not being thankful. Let's admit it. If we're not content, we're going to lack thankfulness. A survey showed that 100 years ago, the average American had 70 wants, things that they wanted. A more recent survey showed that the average American had 500. You know what that spells? That means that there's been a rise in discontent. We want more things. And you know what? As believers, we're not free of that problem. We have it in our own lives. We have more than we've ever had, but are we satisfied? Are we more thankful? I saw a statement, I think it was on a sign somewhere recently, with this being the Thanksgiving season. It said, we don't need more to be thankful for. We just need to be more thankful. I thought that was pretty good. I like that. We don't need more to be thankful for. We just need to be more thankful. And Thanksgiving is a wonderful holiday that's been set aside by our nation to be thankful. And I'm not downgrading that. It's a wonderful time. We enjoy it. And at least it's setting time aside for that. But as believers, we're to be thankful every day. And we've probably heard that said over and over. But let's pause a little bit and let's think about that. I believe it's pretty important to God that we daily and regularly or often express thanks to Him. And perhaps it's more important than what we emphasize. The word thanks and its various forms of usage can be found over 150 times in the Bible. And according to one source, the command, because I didn't check this, I'm taking them at their word, but the command to give thanks can be found 33 times. 33 times. There's commands that are a lot less than that in the scripture that we place a high importance on. And rightly so. But I'm wondering about this one. If we excuse it, our failure to be thankful, if we lack thankfulness in our lives, we just kind of give it a pass. Well, it's not my nature. I'm more of a, you know. Would we say that for the other commands? One pastor wrote, I wonder how our attitudes would change if we looked up every biblical reference to thanksgiving and gratitude and took them seriously. I wonder. You know, I didn't really know what to use for a text this evening. There's a lot of scriptures about being thankful. The one that Larry quoted was one I even considered. If we looked them all up, would it change how we feel about gratitude and take it more seriously? The truth is that the spirit of thanksgiving is to be in our lives and is to be normal for believers. It's to be our normal, a normal characteristic. And I'm going to quote the verse that Larry had quoted earlier, Hebrews 13:15. By him, meaning Jesus Christ, therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually or constantly or through all time. Now, obviously, we can't be constantly saying thank you, thank you, thank you, God. And that's not the idea. But in a spirit of gratitude at all times. Not just certain times set aside, but ongoing in my life, your life. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Verse 16, but to do good and to communicate or to share, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Pretty important to him. This sacrifice of praise and thanks to God can only be done by those who have a relationship with Jesus. Because it's through Jesus, his access to the Father, that this thanks is given. And he's well pleased. As fathers and mothers, don't we like our children to say thank you? You know, hopefully we teach them. You know, and they're small. What do you say? What do you say? Sometimes we prod them a little bit, and sometimes it really makes you feel good if you don't have to, because then the teaching's working. But as parents, we teach them. Are we remembering to thank our Heavenly Father? I'm thankful, too, that he's our Father. But do I thank him enough for what he does for me? How he does discipline me, how he provides and protects. Psalm 92, the scripture that Henry read, verses 1 and 2, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning. And then you can stop. Is that what it says? In the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, daily expressing of thanks. Psalm 95, a few pages over, maybe in your Bible, 1 and 2 say, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. The ultimate reason to be thankful is the rock of our salvation. Verse 2 says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. How often should we come before his presence? Once a year at Thanksgiving? Twice a week? Daily? Multiple times a day? The meaning simply that our thanks should be that regular, shouldn't they? They should be that regular, that often. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. Is that possible? It is, because he didn't word it for everything give thanks. He said, in everything give thanks. I don't believe that we have to thank God for everything, meaning I thank him for tragedy or the loss of a child. But I can thank him in it. It's a command that we are thankful in everything. We can be thankful in it. Kay Arthur, in one of her writings, wrote this: God is in control, and therefore in everything I can give thanks, not because of the situation, but because of the one who directs and rules over it. Yes, that's why. Billy Graham said, even when life may be difficult, we should thank God for all he does for us, which we do not deserve. I don't deserve to be here. So I can thank God in everything because he's given me so much that I don't deserve. So I can still thank him in everything. And then ultimately I can thank him for Christ, the rock of my salvation, for my salvation in everything. Notice 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, sometimes, especially young people, but even as we get older, sometimes you want, what's God's will for my life? What's he want? There are some very plain scriptures that tell us what his will is, and here's one of them. His will is for us to be thankful in all things. I don't have to search for that. That's pretty plain. I just have to obey it. What have we seen so far? Giving thanks to God is very, very important. It's a command. It's not a suggestion. It is a command. It is to be often. We are to be thankful in everything. And it is part of God's will for our lives. Colossians 2, 6 and 7 say it this way, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him in faith. In other words, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. You know what abounding means? Abundance. That's a lot. A lot of thanksgiving. We are to be overflowing with thankfulness. Overflowing. You've ever been around somebody that's just overflowing with thankfulness? I can think of somebody. I'm not going to mention his name. Some of you here would know him. You get around him and it comes out. He's just overflowing. He's overflowing with his love for the Lord. And you know what? That turns into thankfulness. What a difference to being around someone that's overflowing with complaining. To be thankful or not to be thankful is a choice that we make. We can either focus on the blessings that surround us each day or focus on the negative things and the things we don't have or the circumstances that we don't like. Psalm 40, verse 5, listen to this. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. That tells me that I'll never run out of things to thank God for. Never. They are more than can be numbered. His wonderful works. When we express thanks to God, it is a practical response to what he has done for us. We do so with our words, our thoughts, our attitudes, and even our actions spell out thankfulness. Or not. Praise is a way that we thank God, and singing is a form of offering thanks as well. Psalm 7:17, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Go through a day with a song on your lips, or at least in your mind. Not a bad thing. That one's a good one. Song of praise. Offers thanks. Psalm 69:30, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. One of the forms of praise is simply telling what God has done. You know, it's simple. I can praise him just by saying, thank you, Lord, for blessing me with the sunshine today. That's something he's done. Thank you that you got me safely home. Psalm 9, verse 1, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. Tell of them. Blessing God is another form of thanking him. It's another way the scripture talks about blessing. It uses the word blessing, and we bless God. To bless God is to praise him for his mighty works and his character, his holy character. Someone has said, when we bless God, it is with words of praise. When he blesses us, it's with deeds of kindness. Ephesians 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. You have both ways there. Paul writing, blessing God, thanking him, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Psalm 34 brings the idea of praise and bless together. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Forms of thanking him. We have so many reasons to thank the Lord. How important is it to us? How important? It's our choice, whether it's in words spoken, praise, blessing him, or through singing. Consider these scriptures yet. Psalm 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Here's a reason why. A reason to thank him, for his mercy endureth forever. What if he cut it off? Where would you be? Where would I be if he cut off his mercy? Said, okay, at 8 o'clock tonight, Dwayne, my mercy's going to stop. Well, goodbye, Dwayne. There'd be no hope. That's one reason alone to give thanks. His mercy endureth. Psalm 107, 8 and 9. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness. His goodness. And for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfied a longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. There's nothing that fills the soul like goodness of God. Well, we've looked at the importance of being thankful. Let's consider quickly four scriptural truths about thankfulness. A thankful believer is evidence of being controlled by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5, verses 18, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Evidence of being controlled by the Holy Spirit when we're thankful. That's pretty important. That means that the opposite is also true. When I am not thankful like I should be, then I'm not obeying the command to be controlled or filled by the Holy Spirit. And instead, guess who's in control? Me. That's the wrong person. It's not the Lord. Is it serious? Should I take this pretty serious about being thankful? You know, there are a lot of important jobs and responsibilities for believers to do in the kingdom of God. But how many are more important than being thankful? It's interesting that in Revelation 11, the 24 elders which John saw before the throne of God, they fell down upon their face, they worshiped God. You know what their first words, it seems, at least what we have recorded? We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty. They fell on their face and gave thanks. And I fail. Instead, I complain. I don't even fall down. I fail to give the words of thanks to an almighty God. Too many times. Something that all of us can do and should do. Is to be more thankful. God says that when we are controlled by his Spirit, we will be thankful people. Another important truth is that God's word God's word impacting our lives will result in thankfulness. Colossians 3, 16 and 17, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. You see, a spirit-filled, controlled believer goes hand in hand with a scripture-filled believer. We can't be believers controlled by the Spirit without a connection to God's Word. So therefore, a spirit-controlled believer who reads God's Word and allows it to impact one's life, he then becomes, or she becomes, a thankful believer. Controlled by the Spirit, impacted by God's Word, because you get a different perspective on life, and the result is a thankful person. R.E.O. White said concerning this, he said, the sure sign that you're carrying a full bucket of water is wet feet. You ever have that problem? Got a full bucket, it's hard to keep that water in there, and it gets on your feet, some of it. His point was that that's what happens when you attempt to carry a full bucket of water. It sloshes around and overflows. Well, likewise, when the bucket of our lives is full of the Spirit and God's word, thanksgiving will spill out. Has to. Being controlled by the Spirit, impacted by God's word, results in thankfulness in our lives. And thirdly, when God's peace rolls in our lives, there is thankfulness. Colossians 3:15, a verse before the previous ones. And let the peace of God roll in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. When God's peace rules in our life, there is contentment. That's true, isn't it? You see, it's when God's peace, when we don't have God's peace, that's when we're discontent usually, right? We're not satisfied with the way things are. Things could be better. But when God's peace is ruling in our life, there's contentment, knowing we're in God's will. So it results in thankfulness. Because I'm right where you want me, God, and I'm content here. Thank you. That's how we're able to even handle, or how we can be thankful even during the what we might call disruptive moments in our lives. Clayton Christensen was known for coining the term disruptive innovation or disruptive technology. It's when an unexpected product or service disrupts an existing market and helps create a new category of customers. Some examples, one would be like CDs when they took over for cassettes. Well, now CDs are being replaced by flash drives. That's disruptive innovations, or the cell phone replacing landlines, automobiles replacing horses. God allows disruptive moments in our lives that are usually uncomfortable, painful, something that we may want to resist, but when the peace of God rules in our lives concerning them, we then can still be thankful. You know what? Then that surprises people, especially unbelievers. But you know why that is? It's because of Jesus Christ. It's not because we're anything special. It's because of what he does. It's because of his Holy Spirit controlling us, and his word is already impacting our life. So thankfulness is coming out. Well, fourthly, another truth concerning thankfulness, all of our prayer is to include thankfulness. All of it. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. with it. Let your requests be made known unto God. No matter what we're praying about or who we're praying for, there also needs to be a spirit of thankfulness to God. Always. We've considered the importance of being thankful, looked at four scriptural truths about thankfulness. And lastly, our spiritual health is affected by thankfulness. I refer back to Psalm 92 again, that was read, verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise. Praise is the one that I name, O Most High. It's good because it pleases God and obeys his commands to be thankful, but it's also good for our spiritual well-being. Turn over, if you would, to 2 Timothy. If you have your Bibles open or open them, turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And speaking of the last days, it describes what ungodly people will be like. Verse 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Look at the company there. Unthankful is put in with some pretty nasty company. That is the characteristic of the ungodly in the end days. The opposite is true. Expressing gratitude is a characteristic of those who love the Lord and who are spiritually healthy. John MacArthur writes, I quote, a thankful heart is one of the primary identifying characteristics of a believer. It is in stark contrast to pride, selfishness, and worry, and it helps fortify the believer's trust in the Lord and reliance of his provision, even in the toughest times. No matter how choppy the seas become, a believer's heart is buoyed by constant praise and gratefulness to the Lord, end quote. Not the ungodly. They're known for being unthankful. Speaks of how healthy we are spiritually. The joy we experience in our Christian walk is linked to us being thankful. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. The connection between rejoicing, joy, and thankfulness. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. I like the way Ann Veskamp wrote or looks at this. She said, to give thanks is an action. It is. And rejoice is a verb. It is. And these things are not mere pulsing emotions. So consider that. They're both actions. While I may not always feel joy, we may not always feel joy, God asked me to give thanks in all things because he knows that the feeling of joy begins in the action of thanksgiving. But we miss that. We miss the thanksgiving and then we miss the joy because the feeling never comes because we forgot to be thankful in everything. Carol Lewis, in her book, A Thankful Heart, writes that when on Thanksgiving Day 2001, she suffered the tragic loss of her daughter to a traffic accident. She claimed 1 Thessalonians 5:18, that says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. She claimed 1 Thessalonians 5:18 as a spiritual secret that sustained her during that time, and later wrote this: developing a thankful heart for all the moments of our lives, both good and bad, mean that instead of ranting against the things we can't change, we choose to thank God. I believe that being thankful to God has the potential not only to alter our perceptions of our circumstances, but also to heal our hearts during the most painful circumstances of life. End quote. I think she's on to something. She experienced it. She knows it's true. Affects our spiritual well-being. Being thankful as people is so important. Our spiritual health is dependent upon it. I know this world's awful. But each day we have a choice. We can take in the news, allowing depressing things to fill our minds. We can see everything that's wrong. We can take control of what we allow into our minds. We can let God's words impact it, be controlled by the Holy Spirit in our heart, letting God's peace rule, pray, and asking Him to forgive me for when I haven't been thankful enough, and then fill us with the wonder of all His blessings and all He is and all He is to me and what He's done for me, that I'm His child first and foremost, and focus on the blessings instead of all the outside stuff. We are so blessed. We should be so thankful. I want this to be my testimony in closing. I'm working on it. It says this: some days you may lead me through green pastures. My heart drinks in deep, the water's sweet. And some days you may lead me through the desert. Even then, you're still the reason I can say I am blessed beyond measure. So far beyond what's gained through earthly treasures, whatever comes my way, still my soul will say I am blessed. I am blessed. Through the troubled pain and disappointments, when it seems that I have nothing left, you will never leave me nor forsake me. I will testify until my dying breath, and that's my desire, that I will testify until my dying breath. I am blessed beyond measure. So far beyond what's gained through earthly treasures, whatever comes my way, still my soul will say, I am blessed. I am blessed. You alone are my reward. With you I want for nothing more. And because your goodness follows me all my days, I am blessed beyond measure. Beyond measure. So far beyond what's gained through earthly treasures, whatever comes my way, still my soul will say, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Thank you, Lord. I am blessed.
How thankful are we tonight? I was very thankful to be in the house of the Lord, to have Dwayne here, to have the Lord work through him, and to hear what he had to say from the Lord. In Romans 5, 1 through 6, therefore, being justified by faith, we have the peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope and of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. I know in my own life I failed a lot being thankful in situations, but I'm very thankful to be here tonight and having Dwayne with us to give this sermon. With these thoughts on our minds, can we kneel for prayer tonight?